BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
I'm a bit nervous to how it's going to make me feel.
Ooh, when you said Kobe and Vaccine Centre then, I got a little, like, happy feeling in my tummy.
Celebrate Mummy's Vaccine! Woo!
Hello and welcome to The Celebration. Yes, it's this episode of Isolation Diaries where we are one happy family, for once. Because Holly, my immunocompromised wife, has had, after nearly a whole year of shielding, she's had the vaccine, people. It is amazing. Honestly, cloud nine doesn't even cover it. It feels like a humongous weight has been lifted off the shoulders of all of us. Now, for those of you who are new to the chaos of our crazy family, welcome. This is the online diary / real life soap opera with me, Kate Monaghan. I've got Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which means my joints and connective tissues don't work as well as they should, and annoyingly, it impacts most of my daily life. Holly, my wife, has had a kidney transplant a few years ago, which means she's been highly vulnerable during COVID, but we've become the ultimate tag team as we raise our 4-year-old daughter, Scout, and our 1-year-old daughter, Gracie. For this third lockdown, we've been joined by Holly's brother and his girlfriend. So, yep, it's been pretty busy. And as always, my recording equipment has been with me at all times. So let's get straight to it, because it's the big event that we have all been waiting for. It's vaccine week. So yeah, I've just had a text and I can't quite believe what's gone on in the last 20 minutes. So Holly's had a text saying that she can get a vaccine today. So she immediately has booked to go for the vaccine. We're going to go this evening, but we've now got it like 5 days sooner. So the sooner the better, which is amazing. My mum has had a text to say she can go and get the vaccine today. So she's heading off at some point today to get hers. And then because Salford, which is where my sister and her family lives, are like so ahead of the game and doing so well with their vaccination programme, that they have now finished on their priority group four, and they're going now onto priority group five, which is frontline workers and key workers, which is what my sister and her husband are. So they just went and got it this morning. Just went this morning and got the vaccine. I can't quite believe, like, I just got a picture of them holding their certificates up, and I can't tell you how relieved and how good this feels. I don't want to get like too excited about it, because obviously, like, I haven't had the vaccine. There's lots of people who still haven't, but you know, it feels like the people who are at risk are getting it. It shows you what the NHS can do, the power of the NHS. When you put the power in their hands, they are just smashing it. So yeah, this is like the best day. So I have decided to actually go into a shop. I'm at the shops now. I'm about to go in. I'm going to get some Prosecco. And then once Holly's had the vaccine, we're going to open the Prosecco and have a celebration, because this is a big day. Big day. Very excited. Literally can't believe it. By the end of today, half my family, my immediate family, will have been vaccinated, and it is the best ever.
So here we are in the pouring rain and the dark, going to get a vaccination. When was the last time you were out in the dark? I don't think I've been out at night time, literally, in like months. Yeah, just weird to see that, like, the city all in darkness. And
I know, because we did think about taking Scout and Gracie out for a drive to see the Christmas lights, but we never did it because they were always too tired. So we didn't do any Christmas stuff.
Just feels like, really late. Today feels like one of those days that's had like 80 hours in it.
Yeah.
And now it should be 10 p.m. We should be off to bed.
And I was in such a good mood earlier, and then I've just had an afternoon of the kids whining, and it's been raining, so nobody's been out of the house.
No.
I got back from the hospital appointment and everything, and I was just like, okay, let's like have some fun. And then
you're in a great mood. You arrived home with pink Prosecco.
I know.
Like, all ready for when we get home, and then it's all gone to crap because the kids have been miserable, and all I've heard all afternoon is mama, mama, mama
from both of them. Mama, mama.
Oh dear.
I just need a break.
I think you should have eaten more lunch and let them watch telly.
No, because they've watched telly all morning because I was out.
I would have, yeah, let them watch more TV. I think you're good to play with them.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like I've done a good job though, but I am
I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
Because it is like 20 to 6. It feels like about 10 p.m. It's dark.
Cold.
It's cold. It's raining. But we're going to get the vaccine. Let's hold that in our minds.
Which one do you think I'm going to get?
I think you're getting AstraZeneca, aren't you?
I have no idea.
Do you not? Did it say?
No, I don't think it does, actually.
I haven't done any research on either of them because I didn't want to be like, oh no, I'm getting the wrong one or something.
Anyway, how are you feeling?
I don't know, like, I'm a bit nervous to how it's going to make me feel, but not bothered about the actual injection at all. You know, that's...
And you're a pro at the injection.
Yeah, that's not a big thing. I'm not looking forward to putting a bare arm out in this cold.
I'm sure you'll be out in under a canopy at least, so maybe not full of rain.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to have to get out of the car because we're going to the same place I get my bloods done, aren't we? And they just do it in the car.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think you'll just...
Oh, I see.
It'll
still be cold.
Yeah, it's cold. Feels like there's hope. There's hope coming in.
It does. It does. It really does.
Today, also, they've released a load of research on the Oxford vaccine to say that after 22 days, it's like, what was it? 70% effective? Something like that.
71% effective after 22 days.
Yeah,
so 3 weeks. Like, amazing.
Just
I know.
From a single dose.
It's incredible. There are some very clever people out there these vaccines. I mean, it's nuts, really.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be more like whoopy and stuff. I think it's just the weather and a long day.
Yeah, you've been on Zooms all day.
Oh my god. It's just. I've got Zoom like fatigue. It just gives me a headache, you know?
Yeah.
Especially that they can see, you know, you have to like look perky the whole time.
Yeah.
You can't even just hide.
Can I? No, I can't go this way.
Oh, no.
Ah, what have you put in the sat nav?
I don't know.
Now we're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, Kate.
Why are you saying, oh, Kate, like it's my fault? You're the one who put in the directions.
I just put the arena.
Well, have you changed it? Because it's just going to take us exactly the same way again.
Oh my god, you're so grumpy tonight.
I know, really. I've got such a bad headache.
I know, but I thought this was going to really be like tired. A nice little jaunt Ouching. Without the kids. And instead, it's like...
Grumpy.
You put it in. Instead, you're just super grumpy, yeah.
Sorry. Right, COVID vaccine centre. Yes, my friend.
Oh, ooh, when you said Cobian Vaccine Centre then, I got a little, like, happy feeling in my tummy.
Yeah. Oh, it's the wrong window.
You do that every time.
I know. Should I be wearing that?
Hiya.
Hello, how are you? We're happy, how are you?
Good.
I'm excited to get my vaccination.
Yeah. I can imagine. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yes.
It has.
Yeah, you're not the only one. A lot of people feel the same.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
We're now on that path of overflow, but surely getting it all done, and it means we're going to get back to some form of normality relatively soon.
Yeah, well, we're very grateful to you for doing this.
That's really good.
It means we may get some normality soon.
The more we get
done, the more we can get out.
Absolutely, everywhere.
Damn straight.
And it's I bet we all can't wait.
We can.
Right, what time's your appointment?
It's at 17:55.
17:55, that's fine. What time is? What time are you on now?
17:45.
Right, what are you going to do? Turn up with this car, it's just gone in?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Park up?
Yeah.
As soon as you get parked up, if you go in, straight in, get you booked in for your vaccination straight away.
Okay.
You'll be in that relatively quickly, okay?
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Nice
one. Thank you.
Yes, hopefully it's very soon we have some normality, we
hope.
Yay. Okay.
Thank you.
On you go.
Thank you.
Bye.
She was happy.
Nice. Loved her.
Yeah.
I kind of feel a bit emotional seeing all these signs.
I know. Are you actually, it's not a drive-through, it's a centre.
So when she said park up, does she mean both of us?
No, I think you're going to have to go in by yourself.
By myself!
By yourself! I was hoping to try and say, could you just jab one in my arm? But I don't think they'll let me in.
Why didn't you try and come?
Well, because it says you can't get a walk-in appointment here.
We could still come and just like experience it. Take it.
They're not gonna let someone else in.
Do you want to park any further away? It's raining.
Well, where do you want me to, Holly?
I want you to drop me at the door.
There's no parking. So, I'm now waiting outside the arena for Holly Cocker to have a vaccine, and I've just had a text saying that I am now on a short notice list at my GP's to get mine, which is amazing. It says if we can get you done, you'll have 3 days notice or something, which I'm very excited about because I would love to get mine done as well. But yeah, I just want Holly's to be done. Then, like 22 days from today, she'll have like 77% immunity to it, which is amazing because obviously she has a zero immune system. So even though there is like the 23% chance, 23, is that good maths? Yeah, 23% chance of still getting it. Hopefully, touch wood, that 77% chance will be the winner and we won't get it. So yeah, it's just such a good day. I can't quite believe it. Everyone getting vaccine info is just brilliant. So yeah, excited to see how Holly gets on. Wonder how long she'll be. Hopefully not too long, because I want to go home and go to bed. And yes, it is only 5 to 6, but I am tired and I'm in pain and I would like to go to sleep after a glass of Prosecco, which I think we burnt.
Oh, I feel really emotional.
Dear,
you're crying.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. It just feels like, I don't know, so many people have died, and just there was such a good atmosphere in there. Everyone was so like, yes, we're doing it, and
yeah, you know, everyone was exchanging kind of, you know, smiles and like, oh, well done's, and it was, you know, it was very British in that way, and it just, people were saying like, oh, I'm so proud to be British and have this, you know, vaccination. But yeah, just, I don't know, just after a year of just like, I mean, I'm not exactly like, you know, kind of invincible now or anything, but it does feel like a really big, big deal.
It is a big deal. It really is a big deal.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Well, that's really good. What was it like inside?
Oh my god, it was weird. Got the sticker, which I'm very proud of. I think I almost want to put that in a frame. yeah. But lovely, yeah. I just got asked loads of questions before, you know, just about who I was and do I have any allergic reactions, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she just stuck it in my arm without me feeling anything. Just like, done, you know, took less than a second, the actual injection. And it's just amazing. They said they're doing really well there now, apparently. They're like really catching up.
Yeah, because we were like 2 weeks behind.
I think it was something to do with them opening late because of freezers or I don't know, something like that. But
which one did you have?
Oxford one.
Oh, cool. I don't know why that makes a difference.
I don't know, that's what I said. I asked and one of the volunteers, and he looked at me suspiciously, and I was like, oh, I'll take either. You know, like, I just wondered out of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels really good. I just hope I'm not really ill, but you know.
I'm sure you won't be. I'm sure you won't.
No, I just gotta wait for you to get one and everyone else and get rid of the virus. Yeah, we turned a corner now.
When do you think it will be different? Like, things will be different for you?
What do you mean?
Like, will you do anything differently?
Nothing's open anyway.
Well, no, I know, but...
But I'd feel...
Do you think it will make any
In a few weeks, when my immunity's, you know, built up and everything, I think it would make a difference if Scout's back at school. I wouldn't feel as nervous as taking her to school anymore, or, you know...
Yeah.
But yeah, it might make the difference in that we can settle in Gracie to nursery and things like that. But yeah, I don't really know. I just want to go to bed. I feel like I've got a headache now. I'm just like done. Too much it's like emotion. Yeah, just ridiculous.
We are having a glass of champagne when we get home, though, babes.
God, I wanted to take a photo of myself outside the arena, like yeah, and I was like, I think I'll just cry. So I'm just gonna go to the car.
The Prosecco is chilled.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
We're home.
I've got my vaccination sticker.
Me there. Hi. Hi. Look, Scout, Mummy's had her vaccination. What does that mean? What does it mean, Scout?
Mummy, no virus.
Yeah. Mummy, no virus.
No virus allowed.
No virus allowed, exactly. Do you want to do the honours hall?
No.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Are you actually going to stay awake?
Yeah.
Gat, are you ready for the pop?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you ready? Celebrate Mummy's vaccine.
Hey, don't.
Oh, we did it!
Woo! Did it! It's here.
Where is it? Where is it?
I don't know. It bounced off the ceiling.
It bounced into my face. Where did it go?
It went downstairs, didn't it?
Okay, right. Ready, everyone? Cheers! To vaccine! Cheers, Scout!
Well done, people that did it.
Yay!
So I would have recorded last night, but Scout was in our bed, so we didn't want to risk waking her up. But Hull, how are you feeling? Just to be clear, it's the day after.
Well, I had a bit of a rough night. Kind of, I wake up loads of times just feeling with the sweats and feeling achy and poorly. And I woke Kate up and was like, Kate, I need drugs. She came round and tucked me back in, didn't you?
Yeah, you said, first you were like, yeah, you said, I need your drugs. So I gave her some of my tablets, and then I went round and took her temperature and made sure she was okay, and then he was like this really pathetic voice, please will you tuck me in.
Well, all the blankets were everywhere.
Yeah,
and I was cold,
so I tucked you in, didn't I?
I feel a lot better this morning. I've taken some paracetamol. I just feel a bit achy, so Kate's taking the kids out for a walk.
No,
my arm's not even that sore. I just feel like you're only going to get this vaccination once, so I might as well milk it. But
yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I can't decide if it's psychosomatic or
no, in the night I felt terrible.
I mean, let's be honest, you are milking it a wee bit, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. As long as we're all clear about
that. I haven't had a sick day in ages. And you said to me last week, well, basically Thursday was just, like, wiped out for you to... So I was like, great, okay.
Yeah. Well, we've asked the rest of the family. My mum's very poorly today.
I think she feels similar to me, to be honest.
Yeah, but I think in people with joint pain, it activates their joint pain quite badly. I was reading about it last night when I couldn't sleep because you were ill.
Is that you trying to get a little day off for your own vaccine when that comes?
Yeah.
You'd be like, remember that joint pain?
Because my mum's got the same as me, so she's very poorly this morning. But Beth and Dave, my sister and her husband, they're feeling great, bit of a sore arm. And that's all. We were trying to decide if it's a difference between the Pfizer or the Oxford vaccine, but we're not scientists, so we don't know, do we?
No, I thought we all had the same one.
No, they had Pfizer, didn't they? And you had Oxford. I think the three of them had Pfizer.
Oh, really?
I'm going to look it up now.
No, I don't know.
Hello, Gracie. Do you want to eat that? Yeah.
She's been to the snack cupboard.
She's been to the snack cupboard by herself.
Also, she's allergic to.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's
yeah, she does. Right, Scout, you finishing watching Octonauts now?
No, I haven't
still
finished it.
Okay, well, let's finish it soon. Well, I hope that's been helpful for any of you that are awaiting your jab. If you'd like to share your own stories and experiences, please email my producer Amy at amy.elizabeth@bbc.co.uk. I'll be back next week where you'll hear more about how this growing household is coping with yet another 7 days in isolation. Will Scout be a good homeschool student? Unlikely. What will Holly start planning to do with her newfound freedom? And will I ever get the vaccine? Who knows? I just know it'll never be boring.